Mr. Biti, how far have you gone the restructuring your own party?
Well, we are busy establishing structures across the whole of Zimbabwe. And what in fact is happening is gap filling. So where we have, say, for instance, the chairman of a district, but we don't have, let's say, the secretary, you then gap fill. So that process is going on very well. But given the huge challenges that the country is facing, we have to multitask a lot. So we are also developing policies. We are also in dialogue with many other parties. So there are a lot of things that are happening at the present moment. But the bottom line is that we have to get organized and get organized firmly in view of the catalytic nature of the current Zimbabwean crisis.
What is your party's ideology?
We're a social democratic party without hesitation. So we firmly believe that any government must pursue pro-poor policies that are redistributive, and that we are bound by the values of solidarity, justice, equality, a humble and empathetic leadership. And given our past experiences, the issue of our personal accountability, the issue of our collective leadership, and the issue of working as a team. But also what is also very key is the issue of recognizing our Pan-Africanist identity. So we're very clear that we are Pan-Africanist Democrats. We also recognize where we've come from as a group. So the importance of the liberation struggle must also be respected. But respecting the liberation struggle does not mean any tangling with the liberation movement, ZANU-PF, which has been a disastrous fate. The two are separate. It is the people of Zimbabwe who fought the war and not a particular individual. But so that's essentially where we stand.
Do you now have dates for your Congress?
It will definitely be next year, but I can't disclose the months, and there are lots of things that are happening which exclude me from making a definitive statement.
After this Congress has been held, are there plans to have a new name? We have seen that you have changed the colors to orange, for example. What do we expect after that Congress?
I think the general feeling of our members is that the democratic movement in Zimbabwe needs a renewal, needs a rehabilitation, needs a rebuilding, needs a refocus. It's clear to us that the liberation movement and the post-liberation movement in the name of the MDC, as we knew it in the past, have failed. When you have a delayed transition, the post-liberation movement develops the contradictions of the post-liberation movement, so there's no difference. If you speak to the majority of Zimbabwe, they can tell you that from afar, we don't see any difference between the MDC and ZANU-PF. So some kind of asymmetrical equalization takes place. So when that happens, it's clear that the country needs a third force, a third way of doing things. And the renewal is certainly stands for the rehabilitation of the democratic movement in this country. So I guess that also requires a rebranding. Whether the members will actually change the name, I can't tell you. But certainly colors have been changed. And certainly there are lots of things that have been emphasized on values and so forth. For instance, this very thing of Pan-African identity. The other thing that is also clear that has cost the country is of leaders who personalize institutions, leaders who don't know when the hour has come. It's no different for ZANU-PF. It's no different for the old post-liberation movement. So we don't believe in the privatization of organizations and institutions. We don't believe that any leader, in what capacity, should do more than two terms, even a leader who cleans the toilet. We don't believe that he should last more than two terms. So there should be continuous regeneration. So quite clearly, the renewal process offers a new narrative to Zimbabwe, a new narrative of working together, a new narrative of doing things. The fact of the matter is that over the last 34 years, Zimbabwe has been doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And only a mentally challenged person does that. So we seek to create a new narrative, a new platform that combines both our visceral strength, in other words, the quantitative aspect, and our menscural strength, in other words, the mental element. We need strategies and strategies that work. And that's the core. That is the core of a renewal team. We need a new third force and third way of doing things in Zimbabwe.
That sounds refreshing, but your critics are saying it appears you are spending more time assassinating the character of Tsvangirai and not expounding those views.
Actually, you know, I don't want like to blame the media, but see, the media likes saucy things. So if you take, for instance, the last meeting that we had in Mashingo, the message we sent there is that it is possible to rehabilitate what we called the Zimbabwean dream. And the Zimbabwean dream is a just, democratic, free society where everyone is free to live happy, fulfilling lives is articulated by Section 8 of our Constitution. We need an economy that produces jobs. We need an economy that produces jobs with equality. We need an economy that maximizes its revenues. We need an economy with a bottom line. We need an economy with a social justice. That was the essence of our message. But of course, the media have got a democratic right of reporting on things that I can call for lack of data with some sound bites. So on the contrary, we are the only party right now in Zimbabwe that is building a solid platform for taking the people of Zimbabwe. You and I have had previous discussions where we have spoke about the NTTC. ZANU-PF failed. ZANU-PF are at war with each other. It's opportune time for President Mugabe to go home and look after his lovely family. It's opportune time for all those old leaders in ZANU-PF to go and rest. And let's put an NTTC, a National Transitional Technical Council, to move this country forward, because ZANU are illiterate and they don't have love for this country. But when you say these things, it's more exciting to say Mr. So-and-so is like this than to actually talk policies.
Talking about ZANU-PF, there are these factional fights that are going on. Should Zimbabweans be concerned?
They should be concerned. They should be concerned because the ZANU-PF is the party that is controlling government. So the sad situation that Zimbabwe finds itself is that we have got a horribly weak government. This government is the poorest government since 1980. You've got people that are tired, that are old, that are clueless. Then you've got the second crisis of a weak political party that is in government. ZANU is at war. In fact, to say it's a civil war is an understatement. They are itching to beat each other up. All kinds of vices. Then you've got the third dimension, the dynastic dimension ushered in by the rise of Grace Mugabe as a politician in Zimbabwe. So you've got the danger of dynastic politics in Zimbabwe. Then you've got a weak economy. This country is in a recession. The technical definition of a recession is when a country has two quarters negative growth rates. Now, you and I know that since 2012, this economy has not grown. So we are actually in the middle of a recession. And Zimbabwe's recessions tend to last between 10 years and 15 years. You remember the last recession, it lasted from 1997 to 2008, a period of 11 years, during which period the economy lost 60% of its value. Then we've got a moral crisis. Look at our newspapers. They talk of rapes, domestic violence, and so forth. So Zimbabwe is in a very fragile state in that you've got this serious sclerotic crisis that are all merging at one fork. Normally, you would have one crisis, the economic crisis, but we have never had this multifaceted crisis coinciding at one point. So the Zimbabwean state is very weak. The Zimbabwean government is very weak. So Zimbabweans need to be concerned by what is happening in ZANU-PF, because when you have the combination of a weak government, when you have the combination of a weak ruling party, when you have the combination of a weak economy, that is invitation for political instability, including unlawful and unconstitutional things such as a military coup, which is why it is so important for the opposition to up its game. And that's the crisis that Zimbabwe faces.
But is there a solution to this economic crisis?
There's a solution, yes. There's a solution. I think that the Zimbabweans need to decapitate the tyranny of selfishness. Zimbabweans need to decapitate the tyranny of fear. Zimbabweans need to decapitate the monster called indifference. The people of Zimbabwe are afraid of ZANU-PF. Fear must be liquidated. They're also afraid to tell President Mugabe and his party that they failed. They're also afraid to tell the post-liberation movement that they failed. So in order to craft the new Zimbabwe, we want this Zimbabwean dream. Let's all come together and accept that we have failed, but we are capable of renewing. We are capable of rehabilitating ourselves. We are capable of crafting a new narrative. We in the renewal team have had the courage to act differently, the courage to think differently. So the bottom line is that, yes, there is a process, there is an opportunity of moving forward, but let's not be selfish and let's not be afraid. Let's confront the beast in the eye and let's not blink. There is hope yet. But at the current level that we are moving, I see disaster. I see Armageddon. And that's a disaster. We have already lost 4 decades of independence. They've gone to waste. And if we don't get our act together, another 4 decades will be lost and we'll be wallowing in this mediocrity of mendacity. Where we are dominated by mediocrity, by suffering, by poverty, by indifference, and by a government that doesn't love its people.
Lastly, there is this talk that there is a convention of some sort being organized by opposition parties and also some non-governmental organizations. What is happening there? Can you tell us a bit?
I have no authority to speak on behalf of the organizers. But I can certainly tell you that it's not political parties that are organizing it. It's the church. And I'm quite sure that when the church is ready, they will certainly speak to Zimbabwe through your very helpful forum, Studio 7.